I'm interested in this group because it seems to me you bring together some elements. Some of these, the panpipes and the kenya and the charango, are really native instruments. But then the guitar that you're playing, Juan Carlos, is Spanish. No?
Yeah.
Something like that, anyway. And, you know, if you could, if the first song that you played in this set, Cielo y Montaña, Sky and Mountain, you're playing a rhythm that sounded familiar to me as flamenco. I wonder, Juan Carlos, could you show us a little how this sort of, I'd call flamenco rhythm of 6/8 3/4 goes together? This is Cielo y Montaña, the first of the set. Now count along with me, folks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6/8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. That's flamenco. And you hear that again and again. A very familiar example in American pop music or stage music is the song America from West Side Story of Bernstein. And it's an interesting thing because when you all play it, Rumi Acta, it sounds utterly Andean to me. It sounds like music of Bolivia. But I can hear also the Spanish influence in it.
Yes, we do have that influence in our music.
It's a very interesting mix. Now, for you folks at home who usually tune in, you get Beethoven Razumovsky Quartet or Brahms or something like that. Can you make this jump with us today? This is chamber music of the highest order, but it's using native elements of Spanish and Latin America put together. But you hear the way that they're playing back and forth with each other. This is really not much difference from the Emerson Quartet playing Beethoven. The sources in Beethoven sometimes come from Austrian peasant songs or German folk songs, and it's the same way here. There's a very exalted form of chamber music going on today. Let's hear some more of this music. I'm sure we'll hear this and some other things. This first one is Pascal